AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. During the Republican presidential campaign, Donald Trump talked about Ben Carson's low energy. Now that Carson is out of the race, he is endorsing Trump.
It's politics. I mean, Ben understands that. And I was really impressed with the way he fought back, because he fought back with silence and strength.
Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Ben Carson is now backing Trump's bid and says if the GOP does not get on board too, it's essentially giving the presidency to Democrats.
I think it would fracture the party irreparably.
But Marco Rubio told CBS this morning Trump's candidacy itself is doing the damage.
There is a very significant number of Republicans that will never vote for him.
A night after calling for the party to be smart and unify, Trump repeated his insistence that party leaders stop opposing him.
We should embrace it. The Republican Party should grab this.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Trump also says if elected, he will defeat the Islamic State group.
It's going to be up to the generals. We have to get rid of it, but the generals are going to be able to play their own game. I want to find out I have the right general.
Marco Rubio is warning Trump could fracture the party since there are so many Republicans who wouldn't vote for him. Suspended Arkansas Judge Wade Naramore pleaded not guilty to negligent homicide today. His 18-month-old son was found dead in a hot car last summer. His trial is set for June. A German man is under arrest, accused of falsely claiming he had a bomb in a suitcase. AP David Rising reports the man was turned away from the door of the U.S. Embassy in Berlin.
The security guard then pinned the man to the ground, and German police, who obviously always have a heavy presence in the area, quickly came by and handcuffed him. As they were taking him away, he yelled out that he had a bomb in his suitcase, which was still in front of the door.
Only personal items were found in the suitcase. A private funeral will be held today in California for former First Lady Nancy Reagan. An upturn in energy prices and a rally in Europe has stocks higher, the Dow up 200 points. This is AP Radio News. Commuter train service between New Jersey and New York may have to be shut down by a strike.
Commuters and businesses are bracing for the worst as contract negotiators work against a midnight Sunday strike deadline. New Jersey Transit trains carry more than 100,000 riders a day. The state-operated railroad estimates the alternatives will be able to carry barely more than 40,000. A New York business group estimates the cost of a shutdown at $6 million an hour. NJ Transit figures if there is a strike, commuting times to New York City will double. Wages and health care costs are the main obstacles to an agreement. The unions haven't had a contract in 5 years. Warren Levinson, New York.
Today is the fifth anniversary of the deadly earthquake and tsunami in Japan. A monk chanted prayers at a Buddhist memorial service. More than 18,000 people were killed along Japan's northeast coast. Some communities have not even started rebuilding. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.